This is great. This is so exciting for me to be here, and thank you guys. You may or may, you probably know we're recording. This is all being recorded for posterity. And that's very exciting. This is a highlight for me to be here talking in front of all of you. I recently had a low light that I'd like to tell you about. I live here in Brooklyn, and I was out on the street minding my owns. That means minding your own business. Smoking a ciggy poo. Cigarette. I use street slang. So anyway, I was standing on the street corner minding my owns, smoking a ciggy poo, and a young man, 20-something, walked by me, seemed to recognize me, and he stops and he says, "Hey, you're an actor, don't I know you?" And because it was a guy, I said no. And I just went back to smoking my cigarette. But I could feel him kind of lingering, and he's like trying to figure out where he knows me from, and he goes, no, I know you. You were on that TV show in the late 80s. And I'm thinking he's probably talking about The State, which was the mid-90s. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm feeling kind of good about myself, so I'm reaching for a pen to maybe sign an autograph for him or something like that. And he goes, "You're Screech." I swear to God, this is a true story. I'm like, "You fucking dick. I would have preferred that you called me anyone else in the world besides Screech." He could have been like, "Hey, you're that 50s movie monster, the Blob." He thought that I was one of the most iconic losers ever of all time. Do you know how badly that hurts?